Gun ammunition manufacturer refuses to sell to Joe Biden voters who ultimately voted for our demise. By Kyle Olson on February 22, 2021. A Michigan gun ammunition manufacturer told the Kyle Olson Show this week it is refusing to sell its products to Joe Biden voters, instead sending them to his gun control proposals. Justin Nazaroff, general manager of Novi-based Phoenix Ammunition, said his company feels very strongly about the original purposes of the Second Amendment, that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. He said Democrats are in control of Congress and the White House, and it's actually possible for them to make some big moves, and we want people to know what they voted for. When a buyer visits PhoenixAmmo.com, a pop-up appears and asks if he voted for Biden. If no is clicked, the site appears. If the consumer clicks yes, he is then dispatched from the site to Biden's campaign website, which details his restrictive proposals. Nazaroff said they have been hearing from a lot of people who own guns that they voted for Biden for other reasons. We just can't understand how some other reason supersedes their ability to defend their loved ones, and we wanted to be sure people really understand the length and breadth of this plan, he said. Nazaroff said Biden wants to ban the online sale of ammunition, which would directly affect Phoenix Ammunition. We just don't feel that we should be obligated to do business with people who ultimately voted for our demise, he told the Kyle Olson Show. Nazaroff said he is concerned Democrats will attempt to pass small parts of their gun control agenda in coronavirus relief bills. He argued the Democrats' ultimate objective is to outlaw AR-15 rifles, but that they will also make it so onerous to own a gun. It's onerous to purchase ammunition that it's going to deter people in the middle market from even wanting to get into that part of our country's culture. Nazaroff said after creating the pop-up, our sales have never been better. A review of the Phoenix Ammunition found all of the ammunition products were sold out. Yes, it might cause us to lose some business from Biden voters. But truthfully, they were never a big part of our market anyway, and we're happy to say no to their money, Nazaroff said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.